Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Some secrets are kept in the basement. Others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
In my opinion, I did not feel that Green was the strongest witness either. You know, but again, like we've had this discussion about Karen Reed, in my opinion, and now we know they're trying to keep the two witnesses that I've said I would abandon the whole conspiracy thing and just put Rensselaer and Wolf on. And during that hearing, we found out that they had filed a motion, they being the state, had filed a motion to keep Rensselaer and Wolf out under the Rule 14, which is reciprocal discovery, meaning that each side has to turn over their evidence. And if they have reports, they have to turn it over. So there's some issue because this was a Fed issue. It was the DOJ had ordered this investigation. There's some kind of issue with the defense being able to turn over something that Brennan is claiming that they have to have in order for those guys to be able to testify. So Brennan's attacking at every front.
Yeah.
He's trying to chip away at every possible defense that they have, you know, because that was my thing. Like I've told you, and I think we probably both agree on this fact that selling that conspiracy theory to 12 people is really hard to do.
Yeah.
Just is. It's really hard to sell conspiracy theories to 12 people.
Well, especially when you don't really have a lot of evidence to back it up. I mean, and you can go into, well, they didn't investigate it. I get that. But again, there's just not a lot to back it up.
There's a lot of smoke.
There is.
You know, there's a lot of smoke that if you couch it properly, which the defense did, can certainly appear that something may have happened in that house. You know, I mean, it's like this is one of those cases where I just don't know if we'll ever get the truth.
I don't think we will. At the end of the day,
And it's like,
yeah,
so frustrating, right? You know, because it's like the defense is. I mean, they have convinced a massive amount of people that what they're claiming took place in that house took place. Mm-hmm. They like this isn't like a few like tinfoil hat crackpots.
No,
like their work in terms of the defense, in terms of crafting that motion to dismiss and putting this theory out, has convinced a ton of people.
Yeah,
that is what happened. That cannot be swayed.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like. And it's the same thing. That's what's so frustrating about the case, because I'm equally not as compelled with the state's theory. I mean, could he have been hit by this SUV? Yes, he could have. However, the question for me has always been the injuries. They just don't match up. It's truly been like, dude, like my whole thing that he slipped and cracked the back of his skull walking up the driveway and staggered and fell, to me, is frankly the most reasonable explanation of what happened
like,
to him.
It seems logical. I mean, it's like, I think a lot of us, if you've grown up or have been at a point in your life in a cold atmosphere, and if you've had beverages in your life, you've had times where you slip, you're like, oh, shit. You know, I mean, and you go, that could have been really bad if I was alone or something, you know? It's reasonable. It's not an. They're already old.
This is not dry concrete. This is a dude who was shit faced.
Yeah,
and I don't know what. Like he had the sneakers on.
Yeah,
like, I have.
It's logical. Look,
it's a completely logical thing. And like I kept posting, I went on to like all the JPEGs.
Yeah,
and like I found one of a dude slipping on a patch of ice, mm-hmm. and like. Just smashing the back of his head when he hits the ground. His back hits, and his head just crack. It's like exactly where he would hit the head.
And that's where
it doesn't knock him out cold, right? At the moment, he gets up, he staggers into the yard, he's out.
Yep.
You know, and then people are like, well, how did everybody not see him when they're walking out? I'm like, because he's by the fucking hydrant and it's dark and they're drunk. I don't know.
Exactly. Like, can you tell me at any time if you're dark and you're drunk in your house, what's going on at the edge of your yard that you can't
see? I'm talking about even the people who left.
Exactly.
Like that
night. You don't pay attention that much. No. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.